Hello, hello everybody. Welcome back to another mini episode of Fluently Forward. I hope you enjoyed Monday's episode all about Ariana Grande, her timeline, her alleged home wrecking, some traumatic things that happened to her, and the changes of her appearance. But today, I thought it could be interesting for today's mini to kind of do a little follow-up, piggyback, and talk about some of the blind items, the recent ones, so like the past year, past 2 years of Ariana Grande, and see, you know, what kind of light that sheds on the timeline that we did a few days ago. So recently, I also wanted to note, I was talking to some friends, we were having dinner, and one of the girls in the group went to school, or her friends went to school with Ethan Slater and Lily J. I think she said they were like all in the DC area where they went to high school. Obviously, I was trying to get tea. She said that she didn't really know anything too much. I think she was like out on a bachelorette trip when the news broke that Ethan Slater and Ariana Grande were dating. And she just said all of the friends were like incredibly shocked. Nobody saw it coming. And they were just like, who do we know that has talked to Lily so we can like check in on her and see how she's doing. So, it's interesting. I thought when I moved to Denver, I was like, I'm not going to get any gossip anymore because like all the gossip is in New York. But you know what? Literally everyone in the country has such good gossip. Like I was talking over on the Patreon about that friend of mine who went out with a guy and the guy had been at a party and hooked up with Andrew Garfield. I don't remember the name of the Patreon episode where we talked about that one, but oh my God, it was a good story. Okay, so let's get into some of these Ariana blind items. The first one we're going to start with says, the significant other of this A-list singer, so Dalton Gomez, has sexual harassment and assault allegations in his past. Apparently, there is a more serious one about to hit. I don't know. I mean, obviously, we're here in March 2024. I haven't seen anything come out. I also, there's going to be more blind items that we talk about later in this episode about allegedly like plans being made in the Dalton Ariana. This is all alleged, by the way. All these blind items are alleged. They're all fake. They're all for entertainment. They're all for parody use. Satire. Aren't we having fun with this satire parody? Anyway, there's other blind items that we're going to talk about where it was like, oh, Dalton said in exchange for money, allegedly, that he would be willing to finagle the timeline of what really happened with him and Ariana. Who knows? There was a blind item here about Ariana Grande filming Wicked. It says, this A-list singer who got her start in acting can't make it through more than 30 minutes of filming before becoming exhausted and needing a break. She needs to start eating. Someone needs to step in and do something. There's another blind item that's kind of related to this. Well, there's a bunch. It says, this movie studio is also photoshopping photos of the A-list singer turned actress to make her appear larger in publicity stills from the set of the movie she is filming. And another that says, the powers that be at a beauty company have been editing all of the videos starring the A-list singer. They are editing the videos to make it appear that she is bigger. It gives the video a very strange feel. They should just deep fake the whole thing or even use a different model because right now it is just strange. So that last one obviously is about the Rem Beauty, their materials, and the first two is about Ariana Grande and Wicked. You know, I don't know, right? It's like gross to like talk about something like this. The only connection that I see in this blind item, I remember right in the Taylor Swift Miss Americana documentary where she was talking about how in 1989, she was suffering with an eating disorder then, and she was exhausted on concerts or performing on stage. And then when she started eating and she was on Reputation, it was so much easier for her to perform because her body could do all of these things. And it was really like a shock to her that, oh my God, if I actually feed and nourish my body, it's able to keep me up and active and help me do all of these things, which I find is interesting. You know, I don't know. I just don't know. I think a lot of people have been looking at Ariana Grande lately and just thinking that, you know, you can tell that she's struggling with a few things. Something else that people are commenting on when it comes to the Wicked movie is the color grading of it. There's been these incredible TikToks, you gotta love the internet, of people who took the Wicked trailer. And the Wicked trailer is so gray. It's like the saturation is turned all the way down. I don't know. It's just not that great. Which, by the way, if you ever want to get more likes on your Instagram photos, I feel like that used to be so important years ago, and now like nobody really gives a shit about Instagram. I keep thinking too, I'm like, man, like I should take photos of myself. Like I should try to capture photos of pretty things that are happening and put them on Instagram, but I can't because the Fluently Forward Instagram, it's like just for the podcast. But I don't know. I feel like back in the day, yeah, it was definitely a fine line of you don't want to live your life for Instagram. You don't want to, you know, not experience a concert because you're too busy trying to get like an Instagram photo at that event, et cetera, et cetera. But I almost feel like we've steered too far in the other direction, where as I record this, I am wearing the biggest pair of underpants that I own. And I got in my hair one of those things from Target where it's like a headband that you wrap your hair around to try and see if it's going to become curly. And it's nice to be comfortable, but I look like shit. And if anyone answered the door, I would be so embarrassed. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like my resolution and so many others after like this past January 1st was wear an outfit every day, like wear clothes that you could leave the house in, which is just such a small hurdle. Anyway, what were we talking about? Okay, right. If you want to get more likes on your photos on Instagram, A, turn the saturation up a little bit because people naturally like clicking on photos that have more colors in them, more vibrancy. And then number two, take a like actual photo with a camera. Anything that's good quality, I could take a picture of my bunion with a DSLR and it would get a lot of likes on Instagram. That might be a little far, but you know what I mean. But if you just post like a photo that's not great quality, I remember some of the like lamest photos of me ever that were taken with a good camera, just like. Anyway, that being said, it's interesting to see all these videos of people color grading Wicked and adding more colors and vibrancy and saturation into the film. It makes it look so much more magical and fantastical, and it makes me want to watch it. I watch the Wicked trailer now and I'm like, this shit is like boring, but whatever. Okay. What were we doing? Blind items? Right. Okay. The label of this A-plus singer, Ariana Grande, is considering delaying her 2024 album. All signs are that the studio sessions are on schedule, the music sounds great, and she will likely dominate the charts. But in today's music industry, an album release is really just promotion for the much more lucrative concert tour. And the label is concerned that she won't have the stamina to complete a global 60-plus show concert run. We have another blind item that's kind of related. It says, beside her eating disorder, the A-list singer is now back on coke. Not a good combination. You have to laugh with some of these blind items. Like, she's back on coke. What does that mean? What does like being on coke mean? Is that like doing it once a week, every day, a couple times a month? I don't know. I think one day I should do an episode on the low-key drugs. Like, I'm always interested. Everybody knows cocaine, Adderall, marijuana. Everybody knows about all of those things in the same way that everybody knows about a boob job, a nose job, a hair transplant. But the second tier aspects of plastic surgery, we're talking the buccal fat removal, we're talking the ponytail facelift, the upper blepharoplasty. I'm interested in those second tier things. And I feel like a fun episode could be the second tier drugs that people are on. Because you know everybody's on drugs. One of my favorite party drugs to talk about is GHB. Nobody's talking about GHB. If you do take GHB, I'd like to issue a warning. Do not have alcohol on it, not even a drop of alcohol. Do not ingest any alcohol if you take GHB because it is technically a date rape drug if it interferes with alcohol, and you will shit your pants and pass out. So anyway, second tier drugs could be a fun episode. Okay, this blind item was back from July. It says, the husband of this A-list singer, Dalton Gomez, took a woman from his office out to dinner earlier this weekend. They looked to be way more than friends. This is when we start to get, and on crazydaysandnights.net, there's always been nasty blind items about Dalton for the last like 3 years. Every blind item has been like, this man sucks. Like, just wait until the world finds out how much he sucks. And we're still waiting. We haven't really found out that he sucks. And I wonder if Dalton's almost like, if allegedly he does suck, maybe he's kind of relieved that Ariana did a little bit of home wrecking. So then that way the gas is off of him. But this blind item just kind of alleges that back in July, he was out with a lady, possibly philandering. We have another one too that says, I've talked in the past about the husband of this A-list singer and how he cheats on her. Apparently there is now video proof of him with a woman at a club that is not a family member, and he is nuzzling and touching and kissing. So you know what those blind items got me thinking about? When Ariana Grande did that latest interview with Zach Sang and she's in the all red outfit, she was talking about how the tabloids twist everything. Anyway, the tabloids twist everything and they don't know the true story. And if people knew the true story, they would like really be amazed. Maybe on this new album, Eternal Sunshine, which by the way, people were saying on TikTok, yes, Eternal Sunshine makes you think of the movie with Jim Carrey in it. And you already know we did a mini episode on the rumors of Ariana Grande and Jim Carrey sleeping together, allegedly. But ES, Eternal Sunshine, is also Ethan Slater. Ooh la la. Don't you love the internet sometimes? Anyway, maybe what she was saying in the interview with Zach Sang, people don't know the full story. We might get a few songs of her being cheated on or her husband stepping out on her. It kind of makes sense with the blind items. We've got another here that says this A-list singer has asked her husband multiple times to fly overseas to see her, but each and every time he has said no because he is far too busy with work. Mm-hmm. He still has time, though, to go to the clubs and meet women from online. There's no way that this A-list singer is getting through the end of the year still married. Everyone keeps talking about her husband and what he is doing. They haven't been together in months, and it's not just because she's filming the musical movie. So it does seem like Ariana and Dalton were on the rocks. Now, was Ethan and Lily J? Probably. Like, they just had a baby. Like, I'm sure that your love for each other is not at an all-time high when you've just had a newborn and you have to deal with it. Like, oh my God. When I think of having kids, like, I honestly think now of starting a new section in my savings account to be like, just putting money down there so that way one day I can have a babysitter when I want them. Because holy God, it's a lot to have a newborn. Anyway, it does seem like Ariana and Dalton were kind of on the rocks. And I talked in the Monday episode about how I don't think you can give the label homewrecker to Ariana Grande because she is not the one in the home. Say it with me, everybody. Like, the homewrecker is the person who was in the home and wrecked their own home. But I said, I think she has that really big pattern of leapfrogging. And I have a ton of girlfriends who do this as well. The minute your relationship starts to go south, you'll kind of stay in the dead relationship while putting out feelers for other people. And maybe that's what she was doing with Dalton. This other blind item, a little bit of tea, it says, this A-list singer needs to look at her significant other for who is responsible for all of the leaks, music and otherwise. You know, we know that song, the incredible song, I would put it in here, but apparently Ariana is getting litigious about it. Fantasize, where she's like, you've heard it on TikTok. I fantasize about it all the time. If you were mine, I'd give this pussy to you 9 to 5, 5 to 9 or something like that. Anyway, so this alleges that Dalton is behind the leaks. Okay. This blind item is about Ariana Grande and the pop music legend Max Martin. This A-list singer has a history of mistreating employees, and not even industry heavyweights are spared. When she scored session time with the foreign A++ list hitmaker, Max Martin, the producer had to end a session early due to the toxicity in the studio. The label cobbled together a couple of songs from their work, but their remaining sessions were canceled at the request of the producer. And I find that intriguing. Ariana did talk in the interview with Zach Sang, about working with Max Martin and how it wasn't so incredible. I mean, every pop star, he's responsible for all of the hits. And every pop star loves talking about how great he is to work with. And I just like, look, like, whatever. I'm just going to say it. Ariana Grande has an awful, horrible reputation of being incredibly hard to work with. And she's had that ever since she first started out in the industry up until today. And I just find that crazy to like bite the hand that is feeding you the pop hits. Like, pop stars need Max Martin way more than he needs them. Like, he's probably going to be good for the rest of his life. But as we talked about in the Benny Blanco episode, like, people like Benny Blanco and Max Martin don't come around very often. I feel like it's really hard to actually make a good pop record. fascinatingly enough. Today's episode is brought to you by Way. My hair is incredibly important to me, almost to a cripplingly high effect. If my hair looks good. I feel more confident. I actually go outside of my house because I want to show it off. And I just find myself being a little bit more social, staying out longer because I want to show off the do. So if you want to get on your way to good hair days in just 5 minutes, you can try their new hair gloss. It gives you immediate shine straight out of the shower. It smells incredible, and you can just put it on as you shave your legs, wash your pits, rub your pubes. Exactly what you do in the shower is up to you. There's also a bunch of other great Way products. They have a leave-in conditioner, a detox shampoo. I am super into them to get all that gunk out of your scalp, and a really nice hair oil. I love using that on the ends of my hair just to give them a little bounce. So if you want to give your hair a glow up, you can do so with Way. Go to theouai.com and use promo code Fluently for 15% off any product. That is theouai.com with the promo code Fluently. Okay. Ooh, this blind item got me feeling something. December 2023, so just a few months ago, the struggling former late night actor, Pete Davidson, has been trying to get back together with his A-list singing ex. And I say, go ahead and do it. Like, there's some people, okay, there's some people that I just feel like worked. I hate to say it. I know Justin Bieber's toxic. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez have to get back together before I die. Sometimes at night, I will ask Xander to roll up a little doobie for me because I can't do it myself. And I will get a little bit high and I'll get all tucked up in bed and I'll say goodnight. And then I'll put in my AirPods and I'll turn over to my side and I'll go on TikTok and I will watch Jelena fan edit videos. And then I'll text the podcast group chat and I'll just be like high out of my mind. And I'll be like, I just feel like there was something there. Like you can feel the chemistry. And I know that Justin Bieber was a shitbag to her, but God, like certain celebrity pairing photos just grip me. And the way that Justin was like always kissing her cheeks, and he seemed very chivalrous. Like he's literally slamming the car doors on Haley. Sorry, girl. And with Selena, like he really treated her in public like a queen. It was just so sweet to see. Like you could tell he was smitten with her. And then obviously you read the blind items and it turns out that he was a piece of shit. But like the photos are really just entrancing in the same way that the Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss ones, like I'll never get tired of looking at them. And I feel the same of Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande. I don't know why, but I feel like they're not done. To quote her, one last time. Let's give it one last time. Oh my God, this was another blind item about appearances on Wicked. It says, the producers of this musical turned movie are not pleased that one of their stars keeps getting work done to her face. She looks completely different from when filming started. Blah, 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 blah. I do think that's funny too. It's almost like, I don't know, you know how I feel like you always hear of directors saying to an actress, like, lose weight for the role, even if you're, you know, bones, basically, you have to lose more weight just because, and like, do this, and like, get a facelift, and get Botox, and like, anytime, I mean, you even see this, I've been rewatching 30 Rock, where Liz Lemon is about to get her show, and Jack is like, should you maybe get a new haircut? Like, should we freshen things up? So I feel like everybody's always looking for that, and it's funny, and now with Ariana, they're like, ah, shit, we shouldn't have said anything, it's gone way too far. All right, now this is an intriguing blind item. It's basically saying the A-list singer Ariana Grande would have been much better off to just let the cheating story go. The story has already played itself out. There was no reason to run a People magazine article and have them run a story saying that the timeline is different from what everyone thought. Now, people will just go back through it all over again and dig up more dirt, like how the cartoon character Ethan Slater hooked up with someone from his Broadway cast too. Oh, and that everyone on the cast disliked his wife. Or how the A-list singer Ariana Grande and her husband Dalton Gomez got a noise complaint from a party, or got a noise complaint from a hotel for partying and having sex too loud way after the timeline was reported by People magazine. It would have just been better to leave it alone because then I wouldn't have been able to use those gems. So a lot in that blind item allegedly saying that Ariana Grande paid off People magazine to put out a different version of the timeline, but the real timeline includes little bits like how Ethan Slater has allegedly cheated on Lily J before on someone with someone on Broadway, that the Broadway cast didn't like Lily J, which like, I'm sorry, I will ride for Lily J. I don't know anything about her, but whatever. And that allegedly after Ariana and Dalton, you know, split up, they were still having sex loudly at a hotel. Intriguing. For an additional payment, the now ex of this A-list singer, Dalton Gomez, was happy to use whatever date of separation she wanted to use to make the singer look better. I definitely believe that. You know, oh, here's, I'll give you an extra 20 grand if you say that we broke up, I don't know, like September 1st instead of September 20th. Like, yeah, I totally believe that. Oh, now this was good. You know we love the blind items. Ariana allegedly, she gets after it, okay? The A-list singer who recently filed for divorce and was seeing a married guy, Ethan Slater, is now seeing someone else while the formerly married guy has no clue. And there was another blind item that says that she is hooking up with a movie producer, but still with Ethan Slater. Ariana Grande, you know, what second tier drug is she on to have all of the time to do this, you know? And you got to be taking those cranberry pills, D-mannos, all of this fucking. You got to keep your vagina safe. But I do love the niche references. A movie producer. Who do we think it is? Ooh la la. Oh my God. And these were some interesting blind items that basically, allegedly, in the blind item world, when Ariana and Ethan Slater started hooking up, we get blind items like this. This A-list singer has left her co-star hanging and even changed her phone number. I wonder how the rest of filming is going to proceed. The co-star should run back to his wife. So it seems like, according to the timelines that I have all gathered, Ariana does Wicked, Ethan's doing Wicked, they hook up, they have an affair. Lily J comes, visits, Ariana holds the baby. Lily J later finds out about the affair. At some point in this, Ariana starts seeing, allegedly, this movie producer or some other guy and is kind of like getting the ick from Ethan Slater. But SpongeBob seems to manage to have turned it around because obviously now they're still in a relationship. She's seen him on Spamalot, all of this stuff. But for a few months during the affair, we did get some blind items that basically seemed like Ariana was like bored. So who knows? Who knows what is going to happen? I will say I am excited for Eternal Sunshine to come out. We're going to be getting a lot of albums. Taylor's, Selena's, Katie's, Ariana's. Like 2024 is going to be like a pop your pussy to pop music type of pop and pop pop fest. I'm excited for it. I feel like we got a little bit more tea in the blind items. I am excited to see if anything comes out about Dalton Gomez being a shitbag. And, you know, Wicked will be coming out soon, so I guess we'll be able to see if Ariana Grande's face changes from one scene to the next, which is so funny to have, like, cosmetic work ruining the continuity of different shots. So anyway, thank you for hanging out with me, pouring through some of these recent blind items. Let me know what you think, and I will see you guys on Friday. I am dropping a Patreon episode all about Kacey Musgraves. There we go. There's another album coming out. Her blind items are kind of ridiculous, and there's not that many. I love Kacey Musgraves. I think her music is incredible, but some of the in-person experiences people have had with her, not so good. So I will see you over on Patreon for that on Friday and on Monday for another full episode. Bye, guys.